Welcome to This I Believe, an NPR series presenting the personal philosophies of remarkable men and women from all walks of life.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
I believe in figuring out my own way to do things.
I believe in the power of numbers.
I believe in barbecue.
Well, I believe in friendliness.
I believe in mankind.
This I Believe.
Among the listeners who've sent us essays for our series This I Believe is today's contributor, Dr. Enong Young Shu. He grew up in China, in Shanghai, and immigrated to the United States when he was 16. He's now an epidemiologist at the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder in White River Junction, Vermont. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
In his clinical work with PTSD, Dr. Young Shu sees mainly Iraq War veterans. Every day he reckons with the consequences of human violence. But the foundation of his belief goes back to harrowing events he experienced many years ago as a child in China. Here is Dr. Enong Young Shu with his essay for This I Believe.
I believe in our innate potential for brutality. When I was six, in the streets of Shanghai, near the end of the Chinese Cultural Revolution, I watched a parade of trucks carrying political dissidents on their way to be publicly executed. At the front of each truck was a young man, roped from head to toe, and wearing a sign that said, "Counter-Revolutionary." If not for that, you would have had trouble guessing what the event was. There was an air of festivity. Thousands of bystanders were laughing, talking, gesturing, and pointing at the prisoners. The whole population of Shanghai must have been there. It was like a traditional Chinese New Year celebration, except the city was celebrating its own brutality. I believe that we're brutal because innocence can be corrupted, like mine was as a six-year-old in a time of a revolution. When I entered first grade, I started to wave flags, denounce the politically fallen of the day, and shout, "Death to counter-revolutionaries." My friends and I did not want to miss any of the meetings where political dissidents were publicly tortured and humiliated. That was entertainment for us, just the way movies are for American kids. Science has taught us that normal genes in cells can be damaged or mutated to become deadly oncogenes that result in cancer. I believe brutality is a disease just like cancer. Each and every one of us is at risk, including me. I used to fantasize about revenge against the Japanese for the atrocities they committed against the Chinese in World War II. Once, I reduced an utterly innocent Japanese girl to tears. I said many cruel things and couldn't stop the venom from pouring out, even though I had already begun to feel sorry for her. When our better instincts are suppressed, isn't that the beginning of brutality? I am fortunate. I was too young to be a Red Guard where my brutality would have been codified. And I had a grandmother who showed me the value of kindness. My own capacity for brutality has never been fully tested, but I believe it is always there. We're taught not to smoke in order to prevent carcinogens from damaging the genes in our cells. I wish we could learn to prevent hatred from forming and brutality from actualizing. I teach my children that hitting is not allowed, period. I encourage them to be compassionate, to aid those in need, and to stand up for the weak. Most of all, I try to be vigilant over the purity of my motives and cautious about my actions. I believe I must guard against my own potential for brutality and the mutation of my own humanity.
Dr. Enong Young Shu with his essay for This I Believe. Dr. Young Shu's belief finds echoes in his work with Iraq war veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. For them, he says, the human capacity for brutality has been proven, and they are changed by the irrevocable knowledge of it. If you, like Dr. Yongshu, would like to join the more than 22,000 people who have sent us essays for our series, please visit NPR.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on Morning Edition, a This I Believe essay from Amy Lyles Wilson of Nashville, who draws on the resilience of old women.
This I Believe is produced for NPR by This I Believe Incorporated and Atlantic Public Media. For more essays in the series, please visit npr.org/thisibelieve.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at acura.com.